on Fillmore Street. This is FieldPod.com. The Week in Georgia in English, coming to you from San Francisco's lovely Lower Haight. This week starts the launch of the 50th anniversary of the Summer of Love, by the way. Today is Thursday, the 15th of June, 2017. On this date, in 1215, King John of England puts his seal on the Magna Carta. 1389, the Ottoman Empire defeats the army of Serbs and Bosnians at the Battle of Kosovo, sometimes called the Battle of the Blackbird Fields. Both the Serb commander and Prince Lazar and the Ottoman Sultan Muran I were killed in the battle. Memory of the battle and mythology about it, very big to the Serbs and Serbian national identity, or so they claim. 1888, Crown Prince Wilhelm becomes Kaiser Wilhelm II, the last emperor of the German Empire. 1916, the Boy Scouts of America are incorporated with a federal charter, making them the only youth organization to have one. 1970, Charles Manson goes on trial for murdering Sharon Tate and several others. 1972, Ulrike Meinhof of West Germany's infamous Red Army faction is arrested and later convicted of murder, attempted murder, and conspiracy. She died in prison in 1976. Birthdays are Waylon Jennings and Xi Jinping. I'm your host, Mark Mullen. Podcast is written by Joe Larson. If you'd like to comment on the forum or ask a question, go to tpeelpod.com or send us an email at tpeelpod, T-P-E-L-P-O-D, at gmail.com. Two members of the rap duo Birja Mafia, the 28-year-old Mikhail Mgaloblishvili, known as Young Mike, and the 21-year-old Georgi Kaburia, better known as KG, were arrested last week for possession of ecstasy. According to the police report, Mgaloblishvili was holding about 1.5 grams, while Kaburia had about 2.3. Kaburia pled guilty, while Mgaloblishvili said at the court hearing on the 9th of June that the drugs were planted by police. Kaburia later denied the charges as well, but said that the police left him no choice but to plead guilty. The two rap artists think they've been targeted because of a music video they released in March in which they depict a police officer as a dog. They quickly removed the video, allegedly at the request of the police, then reposted it with the depiction of the policeman blurred out. The arrest sparked a public outcry in Tbilisi with several thousand demonstrators, including rights groups and individual activists, demonstrating on Rustaveli Avenue on the 10th of June, demanding the immediate release of the members of Birja Mafia. The ombudsman called on the prosecutor's office to launch an investigation into the abuse of authority, specifically to address the possibility that the drugs were planted, since that happens all the time. Members of the government were issued somewhat conflicting statements. Education Minister Alexandra Djedjelava was the first to comment on the matter, saying that if the two men violated the law, they should be held accountable. He also claimed that they were arrested in revenge for the video disrespectful to law enforcement and a step against statehood. Prime Minister Georgi Kvitikashvili released a statement admitting that the government's drug policy is excessively harsh and requires liberalization. He called on Parliament to accelerate its work on liberalizing anti-drug legislation. Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze also said the country needs radical changes to its drug policy as well as police reform. Bera Ivanishvili's Bidzina's son and a rap artist himself wrote a Facebook message expressing solidarity with the two imprisoned rappers. The chief prosecutor's office launched an investigation into abuse of power on Sunday. It also upheld the notion that the motion of the defense lawyers to replace detention with a non-custodial measure of restraint, which may be house arrest, considering that both defendants are cooperating willingly with the investigation and have no previous criminal convictions. According to the prosecutor, both cases have been transferred from the Tbilisi Police Department to the chief prosecutor's office for further investigation. On Tuesday, the two rappers were released on bail, Mgaloblishvili for 50,000 lari and Kaburia for 20,000. Members of the cabinet and parliament agreed to a new provision to the draft constitution that would ban the purchase of agricultural land by foreigners. Parliament Speaker Irakli Kobakhidze announced the decision on the 8th of June, citing the strategic interests of the state and its citizens. Ridiculously, Kobakhidze announced that Parliament would pass a separate bill for the same purpose before the new constitution comes into force. Members of the opposition parties, the National Movement and the Movement for Liberty Georgia, European Georgia, are furious. Members of both parties called it a populist step, which it is, aimed at scoring points ahead of the October municipal elections. Akaki Minashvili of the National Movement said the ruling party should concentrate on job creation, agricultural development, and investment, and that banning foreign investment in the agricultural sector makes all of those things more difficult and will worsen rural poverty in the country. Also related to the draft constitution, 25 organizations, including Social Democrats and Development of Georgia Party, both part of Otsuneba, called on the Constitutional Reform Commission to remove Article 94, the so-called Freedom Act, from the draft constitution. Article 94 means the government can only raise taxes through a referendum, except for the excise tax. The decision to remove it received significant criticism from the business community and some non-governmental organizations. A group of 12 business associations, including the American Chamber of Commerce, Georgia, the Association of Banks of Georgia, issued a statement on June 13th expressing their objections. According to their statement, Article 94 guarantees the stability and predictability of fiscal policy and makes the country attractive for foreign investment while promoting local entrepreneurship. They highlighted Georgia's dependence on foreign investment as a key reason for keeping Article 94 in the books. Additionally, 9 NGOs, including the hardest working NGO in the South Caucasus, Transparency International Georgia, and the Economic Policy Research Center, also spoke against the removal, saying that it's unclear why the ruling party is flip-flopping on the provision. Their statement also said that public involvement in deciding to increase taxes is directly linked to the accountability of the government and parliament, that the public should have the opportunity to participate in decisions of taxation. Personally, I think having in the Constitution that there needs to be a referendum to raise taxes is ridiculous. It was done by Lado Gorgonidze after he became prime minister right after the 2008 invasion by Russia, and it was something that he was very excited about with the sort of libertarian vibe that was building then. But it really doesn't make much sense. On the other hand, the current government has real problems with the predictability of policy relating to business, as we can see in many, many different sectors, that they come up with a bunch of wacky ideas and cause problems, but not just related to tax. Following up on Afghan Mukhtarli case, the security service issued a formal statement on Friday denying any involvement in the journalist abduction and transportation to Azerbaijan, which is, of course, not real. In particular, the statement denies allegations made by Azerbaijani member of parliament Elman Nasirov, who last week said that the detention of Mukhtarli was a joint effort of the Georgian and Azerbaijani security agencies, which of course it was. Mukhtarli requested a meeting with the Georgian ambassador to Azerbaijan, Temuraz Sharshanidze, to which the Georgian side has not yet responded. In travel to and from Georgia, Kremlin aide Vladislav Surkov, who oversees Georgia's Abkhazia and South Ossetia region, visited Tsikhinvali on the 8th and 9th of June to discuss the region's further integration with the Russian Federation. He held meetings with South Ossetian President Anatoly Bibilov and Parliamentary Chairman Peter Gassiev. At the meeting with Bibilov, Surkov said the purpose of the cooperation between Moscow and Tsikhinvali should be creation of a common cultural, legal, defense, and economic space. Lithuanian Foreign Minister Linavičius arrived on the 11th of June, first visiting the administrative boundary line with Abkhazia along with representatives of the European Union Monitoring Mission, or EUMM. On Monday, he met with President Georgi Margvelashvili, Prime Minister Georgi Fedakashvili, and Foreign Minister Mikhail Janelidze. During the meeting with the president, he thanked Georgia for its contribution to NATO and the EU missions. Also this week, the president went to the ASEAN meeting with his Kazakh counterpart, Nursultan Nazarbayev. They discussed deepening cooperation in the economic sphere. The EU delegation in Georgia condemned the Abkhaz government's decision to drop charges against Rashid Kanjioğlu, the border guard who murdered Georgian citizen Giga Otkhozodia in Kurcha last year. The delegation statement said the decision prevents justice from taking its rightful course and disregards a full year of intensive work on the case, as well as the Incident Prevention and Response Mechanism, or IPRM, meetings. The delegation also denied claims of the Abkhaz authorities that Tbilisi failed to send necessary case-related evidence to Suchumi. The Organization for Security and Cooperation Europe also condemned the decision to drop the case, calling it a great disappointment. A second infantry company is sent to join the NATO Response Force, or NRF, a multinational rapid reaction force that includes land, air, maritime, and special ops forces. The 100-member company completed its national evaluation for the NRF on the 12th of June. The company will join the NRF once it passes NATO evaluation. Georgia's first infantry company joined the NRF in 2015. Special envoy to Russia, Zura Abashidze, called on the Russian government to complete its work on implementing the customs monitoring agreement the two countries concluded in 2011. He also confirmed that Georgia is ready to sign a contract with a neutral company to implement its side of the agreement. This was brokered by the Swiss, and I think it's supposed to be a Swiss company. Abashidze's statement comes a few days after the Ministry of Foreign Affairs issued a statement accusing Russia of trying to avoid implementation of the agreement by treating South Ossetia as an independent party to the agreement, something it knows is unacceptable to the Georgian side. South Ossetian President Anatoly Bibilov previously stated that the region is ready to ensure cargo transit from Russia to Georgia, but they want to be treated as an equal partner. Lithuania's Parliamentary Committee on European Affairs and Foreign Affairs submitted a draft four-year action plan for supporting Georgia. The action calls on Lithuania's government to mobilize political, expert, and financial support for Georgia with a view to helping the country overcome emerging challenges and sending the message that it is not alone on its path of reform and integration. In particular, the action plan urges the Lithuanian government to allocate necessary funds to support Georgia on its path towards Euro-Atlantic integration. Russia announced last week that its annual financial support of Abkhazia would increase to 2.5 billion rubles, or about $43.8 million, in 2017. That's an increase of about 500 million rubles from what was previously planned. Professional boxer Avtandil Khurtsidze is being held without bail in New York while he awaits trial in an organized crime case. According to the police report, Khurtsidze was caught on a video punching an FBI informant. He was arrested on the 7th of June in an operation targeting 31 members of an alleged Russian crime syndicate. Prosecutors say the boxer provided the muscle for a criminal enterprise dealing in extortion, gambling, and drug trafficking, and identity theft. Khurtsidze's defense attorney, Guy Oxenhandler, denies the charges. Khurtsidze was scheduled for a world middleweight championship fight in London on the 8th of July, which has been postponed. Nika Gvaramia, the director of Rustaviori, resigned late last week. According to a report from Interpress News, he stepped down due to financial hardship at the station. Also, Rustaviori related Zal Udumashvili, an anchor at the station, as well as its deputy director, announced he's considering making a run for Tbilisi mayor. Udumashvili is a popular TV personality, expecting to bring a flair for showbiz to the campaign, but he hasn't confirmed his candidacy yet. Otsneb is expected to nominate Energy Minister Kahi Kaladze as its mayoral candidate. Elena Khostadia will run for the European Georgia. Incumbent Mayor Dato Narmani is not running for re-election due to lack of popular support. And a bunch of snobism about his Magrelian accent. Soso Osorauli, the pilot who was captured by Congolese rebels earlier this year, is believed to have been killed, according to the foreign ministry. They can't confirm that, but they said that according to their source in the Congo, he's dead. Osorauli was working as a military contractor for the UN mission in the Congo, and his helicopter was shot down earlier this year. He was captured by members of M23, a rebel group operating in Congo. David Sakhvaralidze, former Deputy Prosecutor General of Ukraine and former National Movement parliamentarian, accused Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko of negotiating with Bidzina on extraditing Misha to Georgia. In particular, he said that if Misha doesn't stop his opposition activities, he'll be extradited. He didn't substantiate those claims. Tbilisi was hit with a really heavy rain and hailstorm on Saturday night, with many people fearing a repeat of the tragic flooding in 2015. Police blocked the Vake Sabartalo Road on the advance of experts who warned of a potential landslide. Emergency service received hundreds of calls, but it seems that no one was hurt during the storm. The storm also moved across eastern Georgia, damaging crops in some parts of Kakheti. Comedian David Rostamashvili was mugged in Tbilisi on Wednesday. He was attacked from behind by two masked people while walking on the street with his daughter. The police have already arrested one of the attackers and identified the others. He didn't have to go to the hospital, but from the photos, it looked like he was badly beaten. Tbilisi plans to increase its number of police patrol crews, according to the Interior Ministry. The number of groups to be added hasn't yet been disclosed. Currently, there's 110 patrols in the city. Chinese government gave Georgia a new mobile container and transport inspection system. The system allows customs officials to inspect trucks at the border with a scanner that doesn't require them to unpack the goods. It's the second time China has done so. In 2015, it gave the government $24 million to purchase such a system, which was installed at the Kazbegi Customs Checkpoint earlier this year. The central bank decided in a meeting this week to keep the benchmark interest rate at 7% after raising it by a quarter of a percent last month. In a statement, the bank said it expects inflation to taper off in the second half of the year, so interest rates don't need to be raised for the time being. Geostat published statistics for foreign direct investment during the first quarter of 2017. Total inbound FDI was $403.3 million, up 3.7% from the same time last year. The largest source was Azerbaijan, Turkey, and the UK and the United Arab Emirates. In that order, the sectors that attracted the most FDI in order were transport and communication, real estate, finance, and construction. Transport and communication sectors received more than one-third of the total. Georgians spent just under 115 million lari on domestic tourism in the first quarter of 2017. The statistics cover travel from one region of Georgia to another. In total, 977,500 people age 15 and over traveled outside of their region in the first quarter, in most cases to visit friends or relatives. The largest share of the money spent on domestic tourism, 36 million lari, was spent on shopping. A new poultry farm operated in the Mskhetem Tianeti region with an initial investment of $280,000. The farm will be able to produce 20,000 hens each quarter for the domestic market. Project is supported by the government's United Agro Project. Director Zaza Urushidze received the prestigious Italian San Fedele Award for Cinema for his 2015 film Tangerines. The award goes to the creators of the most valuable international films each year. The Junior Lelos, Georgia's under-20 rugby team, defeated Argentina in Tbilisi on a Wednesday by a score of 26-25. It was their first win of this year's under-20 tournament, but it's enough to secure a place in next year's championship. Zaza Pachulia's Golden State Warriors won the NBA championship on Monday night, right here in the Bay Area, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers four times in five games. It's the first championship for Zaza, who first entered the NBA back in 2003, but is new to the Warriors. And very, very popular, by the way. Whenever I mention my Georgian connections, everybody immediately mentions Zaza Pachulia. In parliamentary news, Parliament is working on a draft bill that would exempt electric motorcycles and mopeds from VAT. The meme this week is a photo of Zaza Pachulia celebrating the championship with his teammates. He's wearing a Georgian flag, which is very cool. He's been an informal ambassador for Georgia during his time at the NBA. Misha gave an interview with Radio Free Europe, Radio Liberty, praising the volunteers from Chechnya and Georgia who are fighting against the Russian invasion in eastern Ukraine. Roughly a dozen Georgians have been killed fighting there. He assured them their sacrifice has not been in vain and said that he and his reformers will change Ukraine, put an end to Putin, and save the Caucasus. Writing for Eurasianet, Kuiyang Niu explores whether engagement with China can help the Guam countries, Georgia, Ukraine, Azerbaijan, and Moldova, deflect Russian pressure. The author thinks there's a good chance for two reasons. Firstly, Russia is a junior partner to China in Eurasia economic affairs, and it needs to respect Chinese interests. If China makes major economic and strategic investments in the Guam countries, Russia will need to refrain from disrupting them. Second, China's Belt and Road Initiative is giving the Guam countries more incentive to cooperate and even integrate on economic policy. That's strengthening the multilateral format, and a stronger Guam is better able to withstand Russian pressure. There are two big questions, though. Moldova has very little economic importance for China and vice versa, and both Moldova and Azerbaijan prefer to hedge their bets by keeping the door open to Russia at all times. Either country could potentially squash the entire format, regardless of China's role. Currently, Georgia and Ukraine are enjoying deepening economic ties with China. Also writing for Eurasianet, Josh Kuseta and Emil Sanmian investigate whether the diplomatic spat between Saudi Arabia and Qatar will spill over into the Caucasus. Georgia, Azerbaijan, Armenia all have close ties with various Gulf states, and Georgia, the United Arab Emirates, is a major economic partner with the country's sovereign wealth fund having tons of interest in Georgia until recently owned the Poti Free Industrial Zone. Also, Emirates-based companies owns the Biltmore Hotel. Azerbaijan has very close ties with Saudi Arabia, particularly. So far, there are no indications of the Gulf states putting pressure on their Caucasus allies to get in line against Qatar, but the risk is there. Deputy Managing Director of the IMF, Tao Zhang, spoke at Tbilisi State University on Monday about the challenge of building a modern economy in Georgia. He, and we have transcripts here, he spoke a lot about more inclusive growth, which hinges on building the country's export base. Georgia needs more investment in export industries. Also, education system needs to be upgraded to reduce the skills mismatch, which is partly to blame for the chronically high unemployment rates. Social Science in the Caucasus looks at food security in Georgia. According to their data in 2015, 19% of people said they had to go without necessary food items at least once per month because of lack of money. 9% said they had to go without every week or every day. Overall, a majority of people reported have this problem at least some of the time. The responses have been pretty steady since they started asking this question in 2011, and there isn't a lot of variation between urban and rural people, though rural Georgians seem a bit more likely to report the problem. The Media Development Fund publishes its Kremlin Influence Index in 2017. Together with a number of international partners, the index looks at four countries, the Czech Republic, Hungary, Georgia, and Ukraine, assessing to what degree each country is susceptible to Kremlin influence. The higher the score, the more susceptible it is. Hungary is the most susceptible with a score of 61. Georgia's second at 54. Ukraine and the Czech Republic bring up the rear at 49 and 48, respectively. The index considers three components, political, media, and civil society. In Georgia, the media sector is most susceptible to Kremlin influence. All this stuff to read, post on our forum. This week's dive bar number is 5.6 thousand, the total in tons of cherries produced in Georgia in 2013, according to a report commissioned by the European Neighborhood Program for Agricultural and Rural Development. That's a lot of tons of cherry. Katie Davies is working on building a library for the state school in Okrokana Village just outside Tbilisi, and she needs your help. The library needs donated books in Georgian, English, and Russian, as well as shelves, rugs, tables, and chairs, money to paint the new library. She also needs volunteers to help put the place together. If you're willing and able to contribute, please write Katie a message at Katie Ruth Davies, that's KATIERUTHDAVIES, at gmail.com. The violinist Lisa Batiashvili, along with the French cellist Gauthier Capucin, will perform a charity concert in Tbilisi to benefit children with disabilities on Saturday at the State Opera House. They will perform work by Sergei Prokofiev, Dvorak, and Brahms. The tickets are available at tkt.ge. Batiashvili was born in Georgia and has been based in Germany since the early 80s. Georgian Institute of Politics is hosting a series of public lectures by Professor Andrea Gowrich at Tbilisi State University through the 22nd of June. She'll speak about a number of Europeanization topics that are relevant to Georgia. Professor Gowrich is with Gießen University in Germany. If interested in attending any of the lectures, drop an email to info@gip.ge. Fly Fest Georgia is happening at Nakhchivan Airfield on the 24th of June. It starts at 7 p.m., features appearance by the Baltic Bees, who do synchronized flying performance. You can buy tickets online at vanillasky.ge. The One Caucus Festival is taking place in Serakhvi near Marnauli from the 24th to the 27th of August. It's a music and art festival, features artists from all over the world. It's 100% free with camping space provided. We were tipped off by the British Georgian Society about a book launch on the 14th of September. Eric Lee, an American trade unionist, is launching his new book, The Experiment, which chronicles the First Georgian Republic's experiment with social democracy from 1918 to 1921. We'll let you know as soon as we find out the time and place. The 6th annual Tbilisi Marathon will take place on the 22nd of October. Registration opens this week. It's actually a half marathon. You can register to run the full race, a 10K race, a relay race, or a 500-kilometer kids run. I think that would be a 500-meter, but I'm not sure. Registration fees range from 15 to 100 lari. The proceeds go to charity. All money raised will be doubled by Heidelberg Cement, the race's sponsor. For more information, get in touch with Heidelberg project manager Nicolas Gingadze at nicolosgingadze@heidelbergcement.ge. That's it for this week. My Twitter address is @txtbuk. Our email is tbilpod@gmail.com or post to the form on our website, www.tbilpod.com. And we will finish with, from 2017, from Paris, France, this is Wax Taylor with Positively Inclined.
rock you with the rhymes of positively inclined. The tail of the wax got the tracks that's refined. One of a kind. Sit back and recline. Yo, it's the W-A-X to the Taylor. Combined with the crew that brought you cosmic slaves. State of mind. And we came to invade ya. Save with the raiders of mics across faders on our way to
the neighboring nation. Craving the taste of this great innovation. Pain termination with the brain stimulation. And raising the stakes with the naked sensation.
It's inspiration.
With the wax on the table. Insulation. Was wrapped around a cable. Intonation. Treble basin.
Devil chaser with the rebel nation.
Heavy crates and the rhyme books near me. Mind's gone weary, but the lines come clearly.
Einstein's theory.
Answer to your queries.
V equal MC squared. Can you hear me? State of mind. Funky with the rhymes are positively inclined.
The tail of the wax got the tracks that's refined.
One of a kind.
Sit back and recline.
Sit back and recline. And I'm the G-R-E, E to the N. Me with the pen, V for beats and rhymes to increase them. And soul's been sold.
Slow your roll, don't fold your scroll.
And that gold you hold ain't shit if you don't know. Your own motivation, race it to the console. Insert a turn of phrase, last word, process, initiate. Now shift focus.
Cloud shit smokers.
Loud hip hocus. Focus through the dopest and I hope this. Quote sets note this. Console blows and it's just too much to cope with. It's hopeless.
Oh shit, now the ropes rip.
Over the microphone cord. Oh lord.
Samurai sword. All aboard. And swarm the stores like some Mongol hordes. Cause it's F to the U and K to the Y. I'm the B to the O E T and I fly. The way that we flow on mics is sky high. Even no seats free and not a single eye dry.
Yeah, yeah. A state of mind. Funky with the rhymes are positively inclined.
The tail of the wax got the tracks that's refined.
One of a kind.
Sit back and recline.
Sit back and recline. Development of resting.
Yeah, enveloped in the session.
Yeah, yeah, keep it mellow, no aggression.
Making it fresh like a Tribe Called Quest. Cause we dwelling on this section.
Uh-huh, and if you're swell-headed and stressing,
then leaving fellas in recession.
Fate says go away, yo. Come to the show and check the ASM flow.
And now you know,
a state of mind. Funky with the positively inclined.
The tail of the wax got the tracks that's refined.